everybody. It feels great to be back. Welcome, everybody, to this Lou and Steve show, the Steve and Lou show. Chuck behind the glass. Great job all the time. I just want to say thank you, and it feels great to be back in this chair here, Steve.
Lou, it's great to have you back. It's been kind of lonely, and it makes a difference. It's great when you call in, but I like having you here.
Thank you. You're a great partner.
It's great to see you're in super shape. I did kind of think you'd be skinnier than me. It hasn't happened. I'm sure you lost some weight, and you look great. But at least you've maintained your physique, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever. Listen, I want to start the show off with a couple of announcements
If you don't mind, I just think maybe you should tell the audience, for those who don't know, where you were, because I wasn't...
Yeah, I want to get to that. I just want to start the show off with a couple of announcements, then I'm going to get to me. I'd like to congratulate Denise Ward and Frank Ward, Frankie. They had a granddaughter the other day. Ashley, their daughter, had a baby. Cecilia. That was a Simon and Garfunkel song, wasn't it, Cecilia?
For sure.
And the baby, little beautiful baby girl, little 9 pounds, 1 ounce, big baby. And God bless the Frankie, my friend, and Denise. And I just want to put that out there. Another thing I want to say, happy anniversary to Anthony Galletta, Anthony and Joanne Galletta. Today's their anniversary.
Wonderful.
Anthony, I think he's catching up to me now. I think he's around 44, 45, 46. I don't know. I'll be 50 next year, I think. So he's catching up, Anthony and Joanne. All right, now I'll get to the show. The phone number is 914-636-0110. I'd like to thank everybody for all the good wishes and all the texts I got from when I was in the hospital, when I came home. I was 2 months in the hospital. Steve was always calling me up. I'd like to thank Dennis and Tani for thinking about me all the time on the morning show and always ask me when you're coming back. That meant a lot to me. A lot of callers. And I just want to put this out there, everybody. When I tell you WVOX is a family, it's a family. The callers, the staff, the people. You know, 23 years on the radio, you get to meet a lot of people in this town. You get to know a lot of people in this town. And it is a family, this radio station, the people, the community. And it is a family. And I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for all the kind words and everything everybody did for me when I was in the hospital. All right. We got a caller or something?
Lou, I'd like to just say...
Go ahead, Steve.
It's great having you back. And I would like to say things have really changed. I think you and I know our struggle, our soapbox here still is important. I think there's a lot of work to be done. I think there's a lot of things wrong with our Metro New York, Northeastern region. There are problems in New York State. I think we have people in high office who are unfit, have their ideas, have their issues in the wrong place. I think the first rule, the first consideration today, Lou, is public safety, public health, and any threat, COVID, foreign, crime in the streets. That is the first responsibility of government on a local level, of course, nationally, borders, and national defense. But I don't feel that local leaders are doing enough on public safety. New Rochelle accepted. I feel New Rochelle City has done a good job on police. I know a lot of them. And I think the city politicians and bureaucracy have done a pretty good job. Credit to them. But I will say, when I go on the road, Lou, just close into the Bronx or into Manhattan, I think a little extra. I turn around a little more. A little scary out there if you watch the news and you take any of it seriously.
I agree. It's very scary. All right, we got a call. Let's get to this caller. Hello? You're on the air, caller. Hello?
This is Billy. Am I on the line?
Yeah. Hey, Billy. How you doing?
Hey, welcome back. Well, we missed you.
Thank you so much, Billy. Thank you so much.
So, first of all, Steve, how are you doing as well?
Great. Great to have my reliable partner here. He looks great, and I know he's raring to get going and get talking again, because we missed him.
Right. Well, I actually finally couldn't find any more guys, and I got the COVID. I got tested positive today.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
But it's not bad in compared to how it was in the beginning. It's more of like a flu, but I'm on the mend. But just wanted to share that. It finally got me, guys. So be careful out there. But to To your point, Steve, what is going on is exactly the question. You feel like people just aren't even considering and taking their job serious anymore. It's like checking lists, making sure things are done, but no one's really getting things done. Are we getting ready for this Democratic mail-in ballots where we're going to just basically have people mail in and have no way to proof or validate that these mail-in ballots are really the case? That's going to be valid for our next election?
Well, yeah.
Are they going to claim that COVID, another strain of COVID is going to come out and that's going to be a reason for it?
Some people's minds.
Well, you know what I think, Billy? And then I'm going to hand it to Steve. I think that what's going to happen here is, you look what happened to the Democratic primary. You had people running in the Democratic primary that said defund the police department. How can you say that when a cab driver who lost was killed and had five daughters he left behind, a subway worker was a transit authority guy. They beat him up like crazy. Sucker punched another person right on the street. Handicapped person on the bus the other day. You cannot be doing this. You cannot be doing this because what's going to happen now, the theater industry is going to suffer. The concerts are going to suffer. The plays are going to suffer. Everything is going to suffer because people are not going to make the city, to come to the city, to restaurants or whatever like that with all this crime or whatever. It's hurting everything. The mayor has to step up. They have to be tougher on crime. That idiot Bragg, that's the district attorney, needs to get the hell out of there, number one. He has to get the hell out of there. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell here. You have to look at this whole picture here. Steve?
No, I couldn't agree with you more. And Bill, I think the problem is, as you identify, it's a failure of responsibility. Most of these office holders are in one-party districts or one-party cities. Democrats usually, there's a handful of Republicans who take us for granted, but let's face it, it seems to be an occupational illness of Democrat office holders, and let's face it, you've got an unelected governor in place who, in the midst of this horrible crime wave, can think of nothing more important to announce in the last 2 weeks, Bill, but to rename incarcerated inmates, residents of incarceration, not inmates. What is going on in Ms. Hochul's mind?
It's crazy. And don't be surprised, Steve and Billy, that if with this monkeypox now, they're going to say you're going to have to we're going to have to pull mail-in ballots now because of monkeypox outbreak or whatever. And that's another thing that's going to screw this whole election up. Don't be surprised if that don't happen here.
What do you think, Bill?
I'm actually in agreement. This is all prelude. After Labor Day, you're going to see gas. After Labor Day, gas is going to go down again. Right after Labor Day. And the stupid thing about forgiving student loans and then taxing the kids.
Right.
I mean, forgive the loans, but make them do something for it. Make them do a contribution back to the state or county or city
that
they
nice.
Belong to.
Yeah, think about their friends who go into the military. Instead, get, I think it's closer to peon salary, you know, at least in the beginning, for these recruits. And these kids, God bless them, I was a college student once, and I had parents who could pay for it. But I will tell you, if you have no skin in the game, how do you value this wonderful education? And I think you're exactly right.
Well, amen for the days ahead. Lou, welcome back. I'm so happy to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you for your kind words. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. Chuck's got the Marshall Tucker Band today.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about to twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, holding them hills and its winds.
There's always something happening on Westchester's Hometown Forum. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
All right. on Steve's show, Steve and Lou's show. Steve wants to say something.
Yeah, we're going to get to Bill. Bill, thanks for the call. I'm sorry you got COVID, and I'm sure you'll make a good and speedy recovery. I'm certainly praying for you. But I just wanted to say the issue he identifies has not gone away. Election security, Lou, is a live issue. I don't care how much the talking heads on the broadcast and the social media choose to ignore it, because some of them got what they wanted. They got the victories that they wanted. All I can tell you is the issue remains, Lou. There's a lawsuit. There are lawsuits in several jurisdictions against the counting of ballots that come in after Election Day that have no date at all, no date given by the voter, no postmark, and, of course, this is the whole issue.
Well, that's where they're wrong.
Arriving after Election Day.
If something is supposed to be postmarked August 28th, 2022,
right.
if it's postmarked September 2nd, that whole thing is invalid. I don't care what area it came from, what zip code it came from. That is an invalid piece of paper.
You're completely right. But according to one major national network, if you raise such questions, they tag you, and I've seen the crawl on the screen, you're an election denier.
Start enforcing the laws that are on the books.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do.
Well, this is
they
not
election. They sugarcoat everything.
Lou, this is not election denial. This is reality, observing the law. But, Lou, in a day that illegal aliens, or excuse me, undocumented migrants are given school educations and all the raft of welfare benefits, we got bigger issues than election denial. We have a breakdown of our entire constitutional legal system.
Yeah, and these people are coming to here, busloads of people, and they're putting them up in hotels and apartments. Meanwhile, you got homeless mothers with babies that are living in cars and living in alleyways that they can't find home for shelters for these people to go to.
Of course.
But they're finding people for shelter for these people to come to who are here illegally. I don't care what you say. You know, they want to make everything. This is all about votes, and I don't care what anybody tells me. This is all about votes in these elections. All right, let's get to the call of Bruce.
All right. Hey, guys. How you doing, Lou? It's good to hear that you're back in the chair. Check it for wires, okay?
Okay.
Listen, I'm on the same page, and I think you ought to have a little bit of a contest, and here's what it should be. Ask everybody, when they're done with their call, ask them, what do you think will be the reason the Democrats try to cancel the election? I mean, you know, we got monkeypox out there. We got other diseases. We could have violence. We could have all sorts of stuff that cancels the election. But it might be a good exercise, and I'll bet you somebody gets it right, as to how they're going to cancel the election. What are your thoughts on that?
It would make a great sweepstakes. You're right. And let's face it, they've got grounds already. They can say, because of widespread election denial, this is not the environment to hold an election. Pick one.
Right.
And we don't want to spread the germ of monkeypox. We don't want to. COVID is up on an uptick now. We don't want to do this. And I think that's the card they're going to play. So they're going to tell everybody to vote from home, and they're going to stuff the ballot boxes like they did the last time. This should be taken more serious. Like I said, the postmark date. They should really control this a lot better in elections.
And these private, Bruce, and the private collection boxes, courtesy of the Facebook founder,
yeah, exactly,
and other private parties. What an abomination. If a right-winger did that, he or she would be justly condemned. But why is it okay for these techno-oligarchs to do what they want? This is unprecedented, and it should be prohibited.
Well, one movement going around the country is they were going to have, you know, I got a triple camera on my car. I got to the front, to the back, and to the seat, and it's under $40. I can record everything in my car for hours and hours and hours. Maybe not the best idea, but I got it. You know?
Believe me, it's a good idea.
The thing to do would be put the cameras up on all these boxes and let them run 24/7, collect the data, change the chips once in a while as they fill up, and just see what happens. And I think that's a good idea. But that's not how they're going to stop the election. We've got to figure out how they're going to stop the election, you know.
Well, monkeypox, unfortunately, is serious where it is observed. I don't detract at all from this condition, but there is a temptation to believe that the severity or the coverage of this is exaggerated. They've done it before. Why wouldn't it happen again?
Well, I expect it to happen again. And the thing is, the trust level of the government's below 30%, probably below 25 right now. And that's where we're at.
That's lower than Joe Biden's trust rating. Could be.
Well, we're going to see. But anyway, I think here's my idea. They're going to find a quote-unquote dirty bomb somewhere, and for our security, they're going to lock down New York City. That's my off-the-wall, wacko prediction. Let's see how it goes.
All right, Bruce. Thank you.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Hey, welcome back, Louie.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Welcome. You're back.
All right, we got Queenie on next.
Good.
Queenie? Hold on. Joanne?
Hi.
Joanne, before you say anything, I want to thank you for all the kind words that you sent me when I was in the hospital and everything. Thank you so much. That meant a lot to me.
Oh, you're so welcome. We just wanted you back. I know Steve wanted you back on that show, too.
Yeah.
So we all did. You know, everybody was looking for you. But I want to say something. I want to address one thing first, guys. I have to ask you, Steve, in view of the conversation that we had last week, the music, what did you do? I love the Allman Brothers, too, but why did you take the band off? Your song, I love it.
Oh, no.
I tried to listen to it.
That might have been just happenstance. It wasn't my direction. You know, my favorites are Steely Dan, the band. But I did not make any broadcast opening music decisions. Lou and I will look into it for sure.
Oh, good. Okay. Listen, it's all good anyway. Okay, so, Lou, mainly welcome you back. That was my whole main thing.
Thank you.
You know, welcome you back. It's about time. I mean, it was a couple of months here, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So I felt like you'd taken advantage of us, you know? So that's that. That being said, let's get into... First, I have to say, Steve, oy vey, because I don't even know where to start. And I won't take time, because I know you have a lot of callers. I'm sure you have a lot tonight. Just welcome back, Lou, in any event. Just a lot of things. Everything you just said, that Bruce said, that Billy said, and I mean, absolutely. And this election fraud thing is going to be outrageous. It just makes my head spin thinking about it. Really upsetting, really disturbing. Afghanistan, I just wanted to mention that for 1 minute, because I'm really disturbed that that party, that other party there, could even think that, because I've been hearing, oh, he's good, he's doing good, he's done a lot of good. What are you kidding me, Joe Biden? Come on.
Remarkable.
Afghanistan alone, to me, is sickening. I saw a woman last night speaking about it. Her husband lost his eyesight there. Now, I couldn't ask her why she was on TV, but what would it be? I guess a bombing? How else would you live? But he was going to lose more than that. He didn't think he'd make it home. He was very disturbed because he couldn't take people with him. Okay, at the last minute. As we know, we all saw
that. I got to tell you, Joanne, I've heard those stories of American servicemen and women decrying their treatment, decrying our exit, but most important, the loss or the leaving of friends, Afghanistan-born friends who either were on the way to citizenship or had some relationship to Americans, Lou, that is really heartbreaking.
Joe Biden left those people stranded, hands down.
Yep. Absolutely.
He left those people stranded. And now all of a sudden, Taliban has taken over the country again. So.
Absolutely. And what's going on there is insanity, right, because they are taking over. But the people that are left behind, it is so, so upsetting. It is so upsetting that I don't see how anyone can even utter those words that he's doing great. He's good. What? What did he do good? What did he... Are you kidding me? What are we doing? Even us, we have to get there. I want to tell you one more thing.
Let me just tag it. It's betrayal. These are people who went out on a limb to help those who were called invaders by some of the terrorist centers in Afghanistan and other nations where we've, I think, done blessed good work, not always successfully. And what are future beneficiaries of American military aid and financial and humanitarian aid going to say? Will they be betrayed also?
It's true.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. I mean, it's sickening. Oh, my God, it's so disturbing on 20 levels. Because that we can just keep going on. And then the last thing I want to mention is, I want to mention everything, but, you know, I can't. What's her name, Hogle, or whatever the governor's name is?
Yeah, Governor Hogle. Hokum. I call her Governor Hokum.
Yeah, that's about right. There you go. I call it worse than that, believe me.
I respect honest differences of agreement. We always do here on the Lou and Steve show here at WVOX. But I got to tell you, when in the middle of this crime-demic, to cite the naming of prisoners as a number one law enforcement issue, confusing.
Right, exactly. And more. And one more thing. Can I wait?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just wait for one more. I hear the music.
All right. Okay, we got about 20 seconds. Okay.